Wednesday, July 10th, we had a victim that responded to the Bryan Police Department after she was assaulted by her boyfriend. The boyfriend had physically assaulted her, threatened her with a knife, and forced her into her vehicle where she drove through the city. At one point, she was able to get away from the, her boyfriend, and he left in her vehicle. A warrant was issued, and Brandon Mendez was arrested for aggravated robbery, aggravated kidnapping, assault, family violence, and with a previous conviction, and unauthorized use of a vehicle.
Did she have to receive any hospital treatment?
She did not receive any hospital treatment. She did have injuries, but refused medical treatment.
All right. And does it do anything to him, like the threats that he made towards her brother's life?
He had threatened the victim's brother. At this point, I'm not sure if it's still being investigated. He would have to come forward and complain on those charges. He would have to come forward and file charges on him for himself.
I see.
This makes me want to bring individuals aware of domestic violence and how serious it is in the city and nationwide. And if anyone is a victim of family violence, to seek help now before it escalates to something of this nature.
All right. And what's the best way for them to do that, especially if they're afraid?
They can always come to the police department, confide in a friend, get someone to come with them to the police department. It is always scary to make those that first step because it can get worse before it gets better. A lot of people are afraid to come forward and report instances of domestic violence just because they're afraid that it's going to get worse. But if they don't report these crimes, they are going to get worse anyway. You know, history shows, statistics show that it starts off very small and that it can escalate to something as serious as this incident or even worse. And we don't want women to be put, or men, be put into that situation. And it just helps them to come forward and get those reported. We do have several resources for people of domestic violence, and we can definitely get them in contact with those resources if they do need shelter. There is a women's shelter available if they meet the criteria, and you know, we do have services that can assist with getting out of that type of situation.